holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We are still talking about running from God. This is Running from God Part 2.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. We are having a great time today. Listen, we talked about running from God yesterday. We talked about running from God. Now, we're talking about Jonah and how he tried to run from God. God told him to give the people a message. And then Jonah's, no, I'm going to go the opposite direction, Lord. And that's just like us to try to go the opposite direction, you know, than what God has already told us what to do. It's just easier to just do what he says and quit playing, quit fighting it. Just go with what, how they say it in the movie, go with God. Just go with it. Listen, you might not understand anything. Everything might be going wrong, whatever it is. Go with God on it. You know, it'd be better for you. And listen, I want to tell you this too. Here's one. Guilt and shame won't change anything. You might as well forgive and get moving. Keep it moving, man. Keep it moving. Trying to guilt people into stuff and shame them into it, that's not going to help anything. Guilting yourself and shaming yourself into something, that's not going to change anything. It's not going to change yesterday. It's not going to change, you know, what happened in the past. You might as well move forward. Today is a great day. It's a new day to change. You can change today. You can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. You can change right now. That's how confident I am in God. You can change right now. Whatever it is that you're guilting yourself about and plaguing yourself about, you know, just give that up, man. You know, it's not going to help you. Just ask God forgiveness, repent, and keep moving. Keep moving, forward closer to God so that you can be who God says you are. Or at least be what he says you're going to be. You know, you don't even know who that is. So all you can do is follow God. He's the one that's got all the guidance, not us. He's the one with the guidance. So he has all the knowledge. He has all of that knowledge. Now, we were talking about running from God yesterday. And don't forget to go over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. Where? Podbean.com. Download the broadcast, the links, and share them until you can't share them no more. Okay. Now, we were talking about running from God yesterday. Running from God. And so many people have tried and failed. You know, God give them something to do and they run. You're not going to be successful running. I mean, if God told you to run from him, then do that. But I'm sure he's not going to tell you something and tell you to run away from what he said. I don't know. Whatever God says is what's true. All right. I think we stopped at, where was it? Verse number 12. I think it was verse number 12 where it talks about throw me into the sea, Jonah said. They were asking like, hey, look, man, what do we have to do to stop this storm that's going on? And we're on this ship and you're running from God and God is upset and God's sent a wind. And now all the waves and stuff are looking like it's going to break up the ship and we all going to lose our lives out here. What do we need to do? And he said, hey, just throw me into the sea. Throw me overboard and the sea will be calm again. And I know this terrible storm is all my fault. He knew it. He admitted it. Verse number 13. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to the land, but the stormy sea was too violent for them and they couldn't make it. Verse number 14. Then they cried out to the Lord. Jonah's God, Oh, Lord. Yeah. Jonah's God. Oh, Lord, they pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sin. See, Jesus took away sin. And then they didn't want to die for Jonah's sin. The Lord will show you the correlation between Jonah and Jesus one day. Even Jesus brought it up. Then they cried out to the Lord, Jonah's God. Oh, Lord, please, please. They pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sin and hold us, you know, responsible. Please don't hold us responsible for this his death, you know, because they're going to throw him over. You know, they're pleading with God. They're making a prayer or a pleading with God about this. You know, don't make us die for this man's sin. And please don't hold us responsible for his death, because we're going to throw him over. That's what they're going to do. Oh, Lord, you have sent this storm upon him for your own good reasons. Man, they're praying pretty good. For them not to be believers, they're praying real good. Then, verse number 15, then the sailors picked Jonah up and threw him into the raging sea, and the storm stopped at once. Do you remember how Jesus said, peace be still? Same thing. Yeah. The sailors were awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. So they came to the Lord because of the storm. And the storm came because Jonah ran from the Lord. So even when he tried to run, people still got saved. He tried to run, and then wherever he went, see, and that's the thing about it. The Lord, see, Jonah did something that might have been wrong or whatever. It was still God's will for those people to be saved. You know, maybe he went the wrong way thinking he was running from God, and maybe God was leading him out that way. Who knows? People still believed and said that they were going to worship God after that. They gave a sacrifice and said they vowed to serve him because he spared their lives. So in other words, because we're saved now and we have all this grace and forgiveness from God, we should vow to serve him. We should vow to serve him. They vowed because God spared their lives. And that man was the one reason why the storm was there in the first place. They were introduced to, as it says, Jonah's God. They were introduced to him because Jonah was running away. Well, now it goes into this. Verse number 17. Now the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. Who else was anywhere 3 days and three nights? Talking about Jesus. Yeah, talking about Jesus. So this man ran when God told him what to do. Well, he ran and some folks still got saved. So it was effective. God used that situation with the storm to save people. And it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, you know, running from the Lord. You don't want to run from the Lord, but even when you're running from the Lord still uses the situation. You know, he doesn't always just change it right off the bat. He'll use the situation. And if somebody can be saved in the situation, so be it. If they can become a believer in that situation, so be it. If God can show his power to those people in that situation, so be it. So I guess it was a good thing for Jonah to run. But he didn't get away. We'll go to chapter 2, verse number 1. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from inside the fish and said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me. I called to you from the land of the dead. You know, being inside the fish, he figured he was going to die or whatever. Lord, you heard me. You threw me into the ocean depths, and I sank down to the heart of the sea. You know, we're still talking about Jonah, but there's shadows of Jesus in this. Shadows of Jesus right in this verse. And he's in this prayer. You threw me into the ocean depths, and I sank down to the heart of the sea. The mighty waters engulfed me. I was buried beneath your wild and stormy waves. Then I said, O Lord, you have driven me from your presence. Yet I will look once more toward your holy temple. I sank beneath the waves and the waters covered me, and seaweed and wrapped itself around my head. Man, he was going through it. You're in the water. The waves is, and you listen, if you've ever been in a big body of water like that, you realize quickly that you cannot, and I mean you cannot, drink that much water. So it's very it's a humbling experience where you realize you can die. I sang beneath your waves, and the waters closed me over. The seaweed wrapped around my head. I sank down into the very roots of the mountains, and I was imprisoned in the earth, whose gates locked shut forever. You know, this is really talking about Jesus right here. Forever. But you, O Lord, my God, snatched me from the jaws of death. So he's realizing a whole lot of things. He's still praising God, even though it looks like he's going to die or something's wrong here. As my life is slipping away, I remember the Lord. And my earnest prayer went out to you, to your holy temple. Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies. See, that's the thing right there. If you're worshiping anybody else but the Lord God of heaven, you turn away the mercies of God. Verse number 9. But I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise. Songs of praise, sacrifices, songs of praise. So singing songs of praise is a sacrifice. And I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone. And I wish we'd all get that. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out on the beach. Spit Jonah out on the beach. The Lord ordered that, just like he ordered the storm. Just like he ordered Jonah to go and do and talk to the people. He did all that. He saved some people on the way. He ordered the fish to swallow him. Now he's ordering the fish to spit Jonah out on the beach. The Lord is doing a whole lot of things. And this man is running from the Lord. You can't run from the Lord. You can't run from him. You can try. You're still going to be where he wants you. You can try to run if you want, but it's not going to work. You'll affect everybody around you. You can affect the weather trying to run from the Lord, because the Lord will do things to bring you back. The Lord will do things to bring you remembrance. So always remember, you can run, but you can't hide. You can try, but you won't succeed. Don't run from the Lord. Do what he says.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.